So how do the employees feel about it? We talked about the employer's feelings. Well, how do the employees, what are they thinking? Well, according to this study, there's definitely a split. There's some people that actually prefer to work at home. There's some people that prefer to work at the office. A lot of people actually like the flexibility to do both. But let's see what they said. So the ones that like to be at home, 66%, hey, I love it that I don't have to commute to work. A lot of us can probably relate to that. 49% got a flexible schedule. Close to the same number. Less time getting ready. You know, I don't have to get all dressed up and do my hair and do my face. 38% said it's more quiet at my house. 37% got more times with family and friends, which made employers go, oh gosh, you're not working, you're partying with your family and friends. And 16% absolutely enjoyed attending fewer meetings. So I'm not sure if Zoom calls count as meeting or not, but who knows. Now, some people actually prefer the office, and they had strong feelings too. 55%, I like face-to-face collaboration. I don't want to sit at home by myself. I like the socializing. So again, managers are going, they're not working, they're socializing. I like having work-life, personal-life boundaries. When I have two separate places, I turn it off when I go home, and I keep them separate, and that's a good thing. And I can't do that when I'm working from home. The office has better equipment than I have at home. And here, I have FaceTime with my manager is a good thing. And look at this. Isn't it interesting that more quiet is on both lists? Can you imagine why that would be? I'm guessing that the ones that said home is more quiet either have no kids or they have maybe no cohabitant spouse or whatever who's like really chatty all the time or, you know, whatever the reason may be. That's how they feel. So let's start with probably one of the bigger issues when your person moves to a different jurisdiction, and you might be looking at some tax issues. And so most people immediately go, and oh, by the way, I will mention, I have heard from several clients that have told me their person moved to a different state and did not tell them. They were working remotely, so they thought that it was just sort of transparent and seamless. And, well, why do I have to tell the employer that I crossed state lines? Well, for tax reasons. So the obvious one is income tax on the money that was earned in the state. But what a lot of folks don't realize is that if you establish nexus as it's defined by individual states' laws, you as a company, talking private sector employers here, might be hit with some other taxes that now you're going to be on the hook for. So things like sales tax, franchise tax, obviously unemployment tax, gross receipt tax, there's any number of them. And I included a list there, and there's more detail in the paper, of the states which do establish that type of nexus with just one person in their state. So don't think just because you only have one person in that state that you're off the hook, because you're not. Now, I will put a big disclaimer out there right from the get-go, because I'm going to give you a lot of examples that are going to make you go, oh my Lord. But in a lot of these cases, probably the enforcement activity behind it is zero and none. But if you're the kind of person that's really a compliance freak and you want to be on the right side of the law, then you need to know these things, and you decide how much trouble you want to go to. But on the tax side, I wouldn't skate there at all, because we all want to stay on the right side of that one, don't we? So be aware of that. Now, even before COVID, some states had set up very interesting models to deal with people who work remotely. Some of you may have heard of this idea called convenience of the employer. I would actually call it convenience of the employee, because it's the idea that the person finds it more convenient to work away from the office at home. But it's called convenience of the employer because the employer decides whether or not they will agree to this arrangement. Classic example, somebody whose office is in like New York City, but their home is in Connecticut, and they prefer to work from Connecticut. And so if the employer okays it, then New York still gets to tax that income because the office is actually based in New York. Now, be aware that there was even before COVID, some states recognizing that doctrine, some states having negotiated agreements, some states also engaging in double taxation, that you will be taxed both in the state where your office is that you normally work, as well as your remote location that you're working from. So you just have to do your research and understand which one applies. You're also going to want to familiarize yourself with the statutory definition of who who's a resident, because sometimes the taxation is only applies to, quote unquote, residents. What happened after COVID? Lots of interesting things. A lot of states temporarily waived the state income tax. And again, this is something that's foreign to a lot of Texas employers, right? If they've always been in Texas and all their workers are in Texas, well, we don't have state income tax. So they're not even, you know, familiar with the concept, maybe vaguely familiar. But in response to COVID, a whole heck of a lot of states temporarily waived their state income tax for telecommuters. Again, probably when they passed the law, with the thought that this was going to be a brief storm that we would all weather together. Obviously, the storm was not brief, but a lot of these laws have already expired. And so if the person remains in that state, now the state income tax requirement is kicking in. Illinois took a very interesting position. I think they saw an opportunity for an income stream here because they enacted a law post-COVID in 2020 that requires withholding of state tax for a remote employee in Illinois if they're there for more than 30 days. So basically, for tax purposes, they sent the resident definition at just 30 days in the state.